you're always happy.
Yes, that's right.
Since I found Jesus, I've always been happy.
Are you happy?
He makes us happy.
Now that is the truth, and God is not the supreme judge.
That's what the truth is.
Jesus is dead. And I Thank you. And if he has been down through the ages, and then
come in here to the closing of all ages, should he belittle himself and weaken his power and say there's no more to us? God forbid. He's more mightier now and promised to be than he ever was to be. Back in those days, while there wasn't as many people, the gifts wasn't needed as much as they are now. Just think, friend, that in the ministry that I have had to the Lord alone, I've seen many, many, many times more miracles performed than written in the Bible. That Jesus Christ has done in these 3 years in one unit, one group of his ministry. One group, he's done more miracles than has been written in this Bible. Everything that could be written in the Bible except leprosy that I know of has been healed. Even to 3 specific cases of people who are pronounced dead are living tonight, healthy and strong. Who did that? Jesus Christ. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he's here tonight, and he, Jesus, was the rock that was in the world that followed the children of Israel. And the rod that Moses had in his hand, it was not the rod of Moses. It was the rod of God. God's judgment rod. Moses held it out over Egypt and flies came up. He held it out and fleas came up. And wherever he had dumped this rod, it was the judgment rod. It brought judgment upon the disobedient people. And the rod was Christ. Substitute was sin and sickness, and Moses took the judgment rod and smote the rock to bring forth water. Therefore, it was the judgment rod of God that smote Jesus and killed him, the innocent one, and brought from him flowed the Holy Spirit to a perishing people now that we have life. No more do we smite the rock, but we speak to the rock. And what? The nouns and pronouns. He said, speak to the rock, and it shall bring forth his, personal pronoun, his water. Speak to the rock, and it shall bring forth his water. Maybe some of those poor Israelites then left garlic and onion to eat angels' food and was complaining about it. They left the muddy waters of Egypt to drink from the fountain of life and were complaining about it. They had left the boasted positions of Egypt to be with the great physician and was complaining about it. They left a bunch of people that believed the days of miracles were past to be with a bunch of people believed that all things were possible and still complaining about it. Isn't that just like the church today? Come out of Egypt. Come out of the world. Out here in this glorious church of the living God, the firstborn. And because we have a little trial, God asks us to believe in the world, we still complain about it. Now notice, another thing they had done. They left the people back there that had no signs to live under a pillar of fire and a cloud and was complaining about it. No wonder the water supply was cut off. That's what's matter at the church today. There's too much grumbling about things. Complaining. Be satisfied and keep moving on, pressing on. And when the water supply got cut off, God asked them to go speak to the rock and it will bring forth its water. Now tonight, the only thing you have to do is speak to the rock and it will bring forth his water. And if you're on speaking terms, well, decide how many's on speaking terms with the rock tonight. I see your hand. Fine. Now I want you to speak to him.
What does opium do? Soothes every pain. Such is the opium. Take a fed like that. First thing, the lily, before it can become, just the expressions out of it, and the opium, it has to be compressed. Now you step and squeeze out. The opium comes from the lily. Then it's extracted and goes in and mixed with other substances.
Thank you. Number one is before him. He has her hand in his.
Right. You may have entered that office.
I pray God never give you that in your soul until you have really surrendered completely to Him. I believe that you will do that, by the way. Your heart troubles you never bothered with it. And now you go and give yourself completely to Him. Live a victorious life. Forget about all your surroundings and what people are telling you. Don't forget that. You go listen to what I have told you now. Live happy. God bless you, my son. Thank you, sister dear. Let's say praise the Lord, everyone. That's all right. You want to say praise the Lord like that? That's okay.
Yeah.
nods that she can hear what he says.
Spirit of the angel of the Lord is just coming out anointing wonders. I see
that man right out of the audience.
I don't know what's wrong with you, but if you believe me, you're believing.
He's picking another one out of the audience. This is a tubercular case.
believe are the truth.
sitting there weeping. Oh, she's weeping her heart out.
Walk the high
listen to that.